Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today, we're talking about being homesick. Cindy, can you explain briefly what it means to be homesick?
Sure. Very simply, being homesick just means that you miss your home.
So it doesn't mean that you are physically ill?
No, not at all. You may feel sad, though, or depressed because you miss your family and friends. Or you may even miss speaking your own language, or the everyday customs and foods from your homeland.
I think a lot of our listeners may identify with this episode.
You're right, Marta. I'm sure that many listeners around the world have left their home countries to work or study abroad. Or they may have left home in search of a better quality of life.
Or for love. I think you know something about it, Cindy.
As a matter of fact, I do. My husband is Italian and we live in Italy. But I return to America a few times a year to ward off any homesickness I may feel.
So, since you're away from home, what are a couple of things you are longing for?
Oh, wow. So many. How much time do we have?
Well, not so much, so move it along, dear.
Okay. I'm nostalgic for the good old days when I lived in the country. I miss having space around me. I miss my fields and trees and the deer grazing outside my door.
Anything else?
Well, cooking in Italy is a great pleasure, but I do miss some of the foods from the U.S., primarily good, fresh seafood like Maine lobsters, cherry stone clams, those are the small ones, or oysters. Oh, and fresh crabs. I miss crabs.
Food is probably one of the most common reasons for homesickness, isn't it?
I think so. Food, family, and friends. The three F's.
Yeah. Well, Cindy, let's go over the words and expressions we've used meaning to miss home.
Okay, first thing, the word homesick. That means you're away from your home, for some reason, and you're feeling sad.
And to long for something also means that you miss something.
Right. For example, my husband has been working overseas for 3 months. I miss him and I'm longing to see him again.
Oh, how dramatic. Is this true?
No, he's at home working in the basement right now.
Okay. And to feel nostalgic for something means to remember something from your past with fondness and good memories.
And let me add this one, to daydream. It means to dream, or rather fantasize, while you are fully awake. Marta, what do you daydream about on these cold winter days?
Florida. F-L-O-R-I-D-A. I'd better stop daydreaming and move to Miami. I've had enough of this cold weather. Anyway, now, everyone, we have a new guest visiting with us today.
Fantastic. Who is it?
Our friend Todd from San Diego, California.
Hey everyone, my name is Todd Allen. I'm from Ramona, California, which is a small town about an hour drive from downtown San Diego. Right now I'm involved in two music projects, one here in Italy, which is an alternative metal band called Que Lagar, and one punk rock band with friends from home called Beside Myself. If you are interested in either types of music, please visit www.kelagar.net, and for the punk rock band, www.besidemyself.org. I've been here in Italy living in Carpi Modena since late February. I arrived in what I now know is the coldest time of year. Being from San Diego, that right there was a huge change. Not to mention the huge change of being without a car and being in a small town where English is not as common as places such as Rome or Milan. I have come to see so many similarities between Italy and the United States, so at times I feel very comfortable here. That is until I have to do something that is usually so easy for me to do in the United States, such as go to the hardware store or even the supermarket. I have had to come to rely on myself much more because of the language barrier. Asking questions is usually not an option. I daydream constantly about Mexican food or a traditional American breakfast, which is a pretty ridiculous thing to think about all the time. I miss things that I took for granted, like being able to take a long drive, blasting music, and go anywhere I would please. I'm sure I will miss many things from Italy, but right now all I can think of is returning to see my family and all those beaches that I miss. I am thankful for all the kind people that I have met here, and those that have taken time with me and my lack of Italian language. Thanks, Marta, for having me on your show, and good luck to all of you with improving your English. I hope I helped. Bye.
Thanks, Todd. Have a safe trip back to California.
Oh, what a nice guy. Thanks, Todd. I agree with Todd. I miss Mexican food, too. Thanks for listening, everyone. And before we go, we have a few very special people to thank. And please forgive us if we mispronounce your names.
Okay, a few people following us on Podomatic.com. Niskar, Brigitta, Zahid, Hanene, Didem, Tiong, Zara.
And from Facebook, thank you Kamala, Hersh, Helena, Gina, Kiki, Harriet, Silvana, Lama, Mohamed, Nina, and Crystal.
And from Twitter, Marcela and Leon. So everyone, come visit us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com, where you can also read the transcript of this episode. Okay, see you very soon with a new episode. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.
My American Friend.